Next item on the agenda is Coles Point Tavern LLC, 09-0116. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to hand out this letter right in front. This is all from Mr. Drury, that he would not be able to be here today. He wanted this submitted and came in under email.
Okay.
Okay, Coast Point Tavern, number 090116, seeks applicant back authorization to retain 110-foot long by 10.5-foot wide deck with a 30-foot long by 10.75-foot wide roof attached to an existing building and 115 foot long by 6 foot wide pier constructed below the 110 foot deck adjacent to the property. Coles Point Tavern situated on the Potomac River, proportionate to the shore of the Westmoreland County. This project is protested by several of the nearby property owners. This is the location right here of Coles Point Tavern. Doing an aerial. This is the tavern right here. This is showing a little poster of the tavern, a 2007 aerial. And this shows the tavern and the property that belongs to the tavern. Coles Point Tavern is located on Potomac River in the Coles Point section of Westmoreland County. The nearest town to the tavern is Kinsale. Since the tavern lies in the Potomac River, the structure is actually located in St. Mary's County, Maryland. The tavern has been placed at the location since 1953. The tavern serves meals, sells alcohol beverages, patrons visiting both by car and by boat. The area surrounding the tavern is residential in nature. In June of 2007, Mr. Rudge, the owner of Coles Point Tavern, applied through St. Mary's County to expand the tavern by extending the upper deck and adding a lower deck to the facility. The expansion provides outdoor seating for up to 100 patrons, as well as access for the boat that's moored along the lower deck. This is indoor seating for an additional 100 people, standing room for the additional 99. Mr. Rudge did not apply for a permit through VMRC, although a line in Maryland permits are required pursuant to Chapter 191 Acts of Assembly 2005. The Act amended 28-101 of the Code of Virginia, which served to expand the jurisdiction of the Marine Resources Commission. This amendment to the code followed the U.S. Supreme Court decision that confirmed Virginia's authority to manage and regulate activities by riparian owners along the Virginia shoreline, even though those activities occur in the Maryland submerged lands. In June of 2007, Mr. Rudge applied for and received the building and health department permits from St. Mary's County, Maryland, for the expansion of the restaurant. Shortly after that, Mr. Rudge constructed both the upper and lower decks. In early September 2008, staff received a recorded phone message informing the commission that the expansion of the Coles Point Tavern had not received the proper permits from the Commonwealth of Virginia. On September 15, 2008, Commission staff along Westmoreland County staff performed an on-site visit at the tavern and confirmed that Mr. Rudge had not received the proper permits from the VMRC. A notice to comply was issued on February 9, 2009. The notice directed removal of the unauthorized structure within 30 days of receipt of the notice or submittal of an after-the-fact application to retain all or portion of the unauthorized structure within 30 days. On February 2, 2009, staff received Mr. Rudge's after-the-fact application. Mr. Rudge has maintained that since the tavern is in Maryland waters, that he did not realize a permit was required from VMRC. Mr. Rudge did apply for what he thought that he had received all the proper permits that were needed for the expansion of the tavern from the state of Maryland. In response to our public interest review, 5 protests were received on the after-the-fact application. Protestants complained the expansion of the tavern has caused greater noise and unnecessary disturbances throughout the evening and early morning hours. The Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation has stated that they have no opposition to the after-the-fact project should the commission decide to approve the after-the-fact application. However, the Virginia Department of Health recommended the following conditions be included on the permit. Vessels shall only be permitted to moor during operating hours. No overnight mooring or occupancy of vessels is permitted. And 3, only patrons of Coles Point shall be using the moorings. BIMS has commented that the additional deck and a portion of the roofing over the new deck might slightly increase the shading provided by the structure. However, compared to the impacts associated with the original structure, the additional shading impacts from the new pier sections should be relatively minor. SAB surveys from the 2000 through 2008 indicated there was no documented SAB resources within the vicinity of the project. In addition, increasing boat traffic can create additional wake activity and introduce additional petroleum products, toxins, and bacteria garbage into the Potomac River. Signs encouraging the proper handling of garbage and waterway stewardship should be posted. No other state agency commented on the project. It should be noted that the Westmoreland County considered the tavern to lie in Maryland, so they did not exert any zoning authority over the construction activity at the tavern. St. Mary's County staff has indicated the operation of the tavern is under the jurisdiction of Maryland State Liquor Board. Specifically, it is St. Mary's County and the Liquor Board that regulate the hours and operations, the issuance of the liquor and pool table licenses, building permits, and addresses any nuisance complaints associated with the operation of the establishment. Staff also understands that there is reciprocity agreement between St. Mary's County Sheriff Department and Westmoreland County Sheriff Department. As such, the situation is somewhat different from the Commission's Harrison Fishing Pier decision that was upheld by the Court of Appeals. In that case, the local use of the zoning issues were handled by the City of Norfolk, not the Commission. The Court of Appeals recognized the City as being the proper authority for such issues. Going to go down through some more pictures here. Okay, here's some old pictures prior to the expansion of the Coast Point Tavern. Some more views of it, other views. And this is after the expansion, and you can see the decking here, the additional seating and the boating here, the mooring on the lower deck, which is right here, and the staircase that goes up to it. And the highlighted in violet area, this is the expansion part of the tavern. And the rest of it is the original. And these are the prints that Mr. Rudge had submitted to St. Mary's County for the construction of the expansion. And it just shows a June 2008 picture of it. This shows the deck underneath it for the mooring. And this is the side view of it. Here again is the original part of it, the expansion here, and the new roof back in here, this section. And again, here's the existing building. This is all existing. This is the part that goes to the Commonwealth of Virginia, and this is the new deck and then the new roof right there. Showing the staircase, the lower deck, and the roof, and the decking right there. Okay, these pictures right here, I'll show you in a few minutes. These are the pictures that were given to us by Mr. Rudge. They would like you to see these pictures. And I will show you them after I do the summary and recommendation. The unauthorized expansion of Coles Point Tavern appears to have been a result of an unintentional oversight on the part of Mr. Rudge. Although the expansion occurred in 2007 prior to the 2005 permits were not required for the Marine Resources Commission for work that was accomplished in the Potomac River, Mr. Rudge did receive the necessary building permits and authorization from St. Mary's County of Maryland. While staff is sympathetic to the landowners whose upland properties may be impacted by the project, it appears that these are upland issues. Since the operation of the establishment is under the jurisdiction of the Maryland Liquor Board, the protestants' concerns are largely outside the Commission's jurisdiction. In light of the foregoing, after evaluating the merits of the entire project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 282.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project. Given the situation and circumstances, staff does not recommend the triple permit fee and or any civil charge.
Like questions, members of the commission? Just want to note for the record that we have received the letter of protest from Mark Drury and Mary Withers. I have personally read it, and I will consider that in my deliberation. Further questions of the members of the commission?
Sure.
Yes, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you. Just one. Is this an ongoing problem with the counties up there? In other words, are the counties now that there is a permitting requirement, are they working more closely with commission staff to ensure that this doesn't happen?
This is probably the first one I've dealt with. I'm not talking about the rest of the staff itself, but this is probably the first one I've dealt with where Maryland actually issued a permit for something, and the owner thought that he had everything that he needed from Maryland to be able to expand the building.
This Bob can comment further. This is the first one that I'm aware of that I consider kind of like a hybrid,
right,
where and we've dealt with Potomac River Fisheries Commission through the compact for a number of years, and that's pretty much settled. But this came as a result of the Supreme Court decision that authorized, correct me if I'm wrong, authorized Virginia to exercise some jurisdiction over developmental issues that occur collaterally and collectively on the Potomac. So it's very easy. I'm not going to prejudice the case at this point, but I do understand. I think it's reflected in the status evaluations of how this could occur. And this is the first one. To respond back, I think this is also a good learning opportunity for both the Commission and St. Mary's County to know to work together when these things come up there in some situation.
Yes, sir.
Questions?
Well, just
sorry, Mr. Fox.
Along the same lines, it would seem to me that St. Mary's County should inform applicants that they have to come to the VMRC, and likewise, Westmoreland County or other counties similarly situated should also inform them that the applicant may have to go to Maryland to get certain building permits. There should be full disclosure.
Or well, may. Further comments? I've got a public hearing first.
Oh, sure.
Applicant here, represented.
Scott Rudge.
Please, right here. Solemnly swear the testimony is about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to God. What would you like to say, sir?
Well, the reason why I brought this picture is because I just wanted you all to know that we did not exceed the original footprint of the building with the deck. Actually, there originally was a lot more a larger pier system here and here, and going back even earlier, I don't know how to work this thing, but I'm going to give it a try anyway. This is the side view. Also, this is the emergency exit when I got the building.
I think I saw one like that in Cancun.
Right.
I've seen a few people use it here.
And so this area was
frogs or something.
This area was condemned because there was no exit. So that was certainly one of the reasons for building. This is from pre-1960. Because this does not have the rear area of the building where that door I just pointed out. And you can see that there's been a pier there since that point in time. This is in the 60s at some point. You can see they had a fuel dock and everything else involved with it. I guess that was just my point that... we didn't exceed the original footprint, and there's been a pier there since 1953.
And you thought you were doing right and had everything covered.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Further questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, help you God.
I do.
State your name, please.
Alan Offerman. I am a nearby property owner. The house is 798 Salisbury Park Road, which is two doors down. It's two doors downstream from the tavern.
Uh-huh.
And the main complaint I have with this is... okay, so this right here is my property. That's my house. And we're a direct line to that deck. And we have had... Excuse me.
We'll take a minute to gather your thoughts.
Okay. And the noise problem. associated with that deck is the true problem that we have. It's an all-night party every weekend. Live bands every weekend. And the deck, and I know that you don't control a tavern because that was an existing structure, but the deck contributes to this excessive noise. We have called the police multiple times. Nobody can police this place because of the jurisdictional problems that we were just discussing, where it's in St. Mary's County. They're 5 miles across by water. They're 100 miles by land. They can't enforce it. West Portland is a rural county, and they really don't care to enforce. They have. They have responded, but not they can't respond in a timely manner because it is rural. And so the problem is that it's not being policed, and this deck just adds to what we're dealing with now. We had no problems with the prior owners of the tavern. We bought in 2005, and I was actually a patron of the tavern at that time, up until it changed hands and it started to be apparent what was happening, which is, again, it's a live band Friday, Saturday night till 2 a.m., and people out on that deck yelling and screaming, and nobody can sleep. And nobody. Obviously, you can see this is stress buildup. Pardon me. This is not a quiet, peaceful little tavern that it was. We bought it. It was just a low-key little place with locals. Everything was fine. Since this has changed hands, there's been a triple shooting in that parking lot. There have been multiple fights. I did not witness the triple shooting, but it's been written up. It's documented. There have been multiple fights. I have witnessed the fights. There's yelling and shouting in the parking lot once the tavern shuts its doors at 2 a.m.
Have you complained to the Maryland Liquor Board about this?
Yes, we have. We have. And there's another hearing coming up that I will be attending in regards to this. And
I don't mean to cut you short, but the matters that are before the commission today, as were indicated by Mr. Bacon, these are matters that are out of our jurisdiction by virtue of an appellate court decision. I certainly sympathize with you. I would not want to be situated in an area where my idea of civil liberties is you can have the loudest parties you want to, all you want, your backyard, do whatever you want to, but don't disturb the preacher next door. So I basically can sympathize with where you're coming from, but at the same time, those matters are matters out of our jurisdiction that we don't have control over. We're basically making the determination of whether it's an unlawful use of the sub-acres bottom.
Right, right. And I understand. I guess the only thing I was trying to say, if there was any connection, is that structure itself leads to the excessive noise, and the noise ordinances are definitely being violated on a daily basis, and I see those, and that tavern just exacerbates those noise levels. That is my opposition. More of an environmental standpoint, you've seen the pictures of the boat rafting, and there were some times that, yeah, we had boats, you know, 3-4 lengths long against the tavern. So there are environmental concerns I have with that. I appreciate what I heard about that they're going to set some sort of regulations for if it isn't allowed to stay, that there will be, that there's no overnight docking and only patrons. I would propose, but I don't. Again, you probably are not the governing body, that additional regulations be set as far as time that people can actually sit and serve alcohol on a deck. But again, that's not.
The state of Maryland would take exception to that.
Take exception to
us setting rules,
right,
in the state of Maryland.
Right. Again, so you see my point.
Yes, sir. I do. I understand.
And it cannot be policed. And anyway, so those are my. One last thing is also related directly to this structure, this deck, is we tried to sell our house last year. Granted, the market was not the best, as everybody knows. We did try to sell because we saw what was happening. The tower was already too late. The deck was built, and I asked for feedback from people that went to see their property. We did have showings. I mean, the market was slow, but we had showings. And every feedback I did get from the realtor was, well, we saw people milling about on that deck, and we're concerned about that. So I think My property value has definitely decreased because I can't sell it for a reasonable rate because everybody's concerned about this debt that wasn't there when I bought. So I guess that's my my final point. Excuse me for my outburst. It's just the stress of numerous times that I've had to deal with this.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So I'm just going to testify that you're about to give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth that you got.
Yes, I do.
Get your name for the record, please.
It's Michael Conley. And Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, I appreciate the opportunity to come before you this morning. And I'd actually like to address this project in two ways, if I can. First, the substance of the request that they would have had to make had they gone about this in the right way and come to the Commission in the first instance, and what I understand to be the standard that the Commission would have applied in determining whether they were in fact entitled to build this, this new deck expansion that we're talking about here. And as I understand it, the Commission would have looked at it and said, is this in the public interest? And basically considered two factors. First, is it necessary? And here, I'd actually like to, if possible, go back. I'm not sure that I can use this, how this works, to go back to find. Can you find for me the approved plan that was there that had that Maryland stamp on it? That's it. Okay, thank you. And if you look at this, this is part of the difficulty I think that we've been dealing with here all along. You'll see that the proposed floor level deck, what they said to Maryland was, this is a pre-existing use because it's an emergency exit. We need this to allow people to get out of the tavern. Perfectly reasonable, right? I would say that too. But if you were looking at this in the first instance, you would say, do you need to build something that's this wide, that's going to be used by tables and have tons of people out there day and night? Is that an emergency exit? And I think the answer you would definitely have come to, or reasonably come to, would be no. This is going to be used for something other than what the permitting authority was told it was going to be used for. So I think that's the first point, is it necessary? The second is, and what are the reasonable alternatives? Which is, you ask in that question too. Of course there are reasonable alternatives. You could go back to the kind of walkway that had previously been along there as a fire escape. Something that's enough to accommodate a person or two coming out at a time, which was what the pre-existing use was. Clearly, they intended to use it for something other than they represented to the state of Maryland they were using it for. Second point, is the adverse effect on the environment is that outweighed by whatever benefit you would get by the project that they actually put there? And here, the interference with private rights, with public rights, is very, very substantial. I can't see any reason why you would have to have a fire escape, which is what they said this was, that's this wide. And there's marina-like pollution that's very substantial. There is noise pollution, which is also affecting the environment. And I will say that there's been a substantial decrease in waterfowl. We've been there for 10 years. We used to be able to sit out. We're just one door over from Mr. Offringer. And we used to sit out on our deck. There were always swans, other seafowl that were coming around all the time. They're gone. And the reason why they're gone is because this has turned into a mini marina. That was never what was intended. And Maryland didn't give that. In fact, let me tell you how clear it is that this is not what Maryland intended. When they found out, when St. Mary's County found out that they were serving alcohol on this deck, and it wasn't just being used as a fire escape, that's why there's this hearing. There was a hearing in September, and they found out about you folks having this hearing, and they said, well, if the deck can't be there in the first instance, that'll resolve the whole question. We're not even going to have to deal with the alcohol permit. They have no permit to serve alcohol. And they have sent over St. Mary's County Police to pull people off that deck when they're serving alcohol. So they're using it in direct violation of what they told the county they were going to do. And then I'll get to the second part, which is process here. And I think this is probably, in my view, about the clearest abuse of process I can see. They have, at every point, either misrepresented what they were doing in order to get permits so that they wouldn't be entitled to otherwise, or skipped a permitting process. I agree with you that, you know, maybe the newness of this post-Supreme Court decision where you say you have to come here, to be honest with you, I don't believe it. I simply do not believe it. If it weren't for these other clear cases of misrepresentation that have existed throughout this process, and they're completely unwilling to listen, to compromise, to do something. We would like to reach some kind of a compromise. They have absolutely no interest in that. And so I would say to you that what would happen here by allowing this after-the-fact permit to come forward with all this information that you've seen, what it does is it rewards somebody for not following the process. When those of us who live nearby who had to put docks in, even had them knocked out by a couple storms, had to come back, we went through all the permitting. At our house, we have an area of wetlands, too, that I wanted to mention that's between our property and Mr. Offringa's. Because of that, when we wanted to expand our house, we had to go through multiple different designs, different permitting processes and everything. We did all of that. So what this would say, if you give after-the-fact approval here to people who are behaving this way, is basically it's better not to follow the rules at all. You know, don't bother. Don't tell the truth. And after the fact, you can go up and try to get what you want. And the people who follow the rules are the ones who get burdened, who get taken advantage of, and who get treated unfairly. And I'll note that we're the people paying Virginia property taxes. We pay Westmoreland County taxes. You know, this tavern's out in the river, and to a certain extent, it's Maryland's responsibility, and I totally get that. But let's look at this for what it is. This thing is it's an oddity. It's a historical relic, right, where Maryland controls this and Virginia controls part of it. You know, and what happens is it sort of falls between the gaps. You know, and what I would urge this commission to do is take responsibility for the stuff that you do control. Think about this if they had come to you in the beginning and said, can we build what's essentially an outdoor restaurant here and a small marina for people to come up? Would you have said yes to that? And if the answer is no, then I really don't think it's proper here to be able to allow them to game the system in the way that they have and take advantage. And I'm sorry if I get a little excited, but I, like Tom, you know, we are people who thought we were playing by the rules. We invested substantial money in our properties. We made major improvements to our properties. And I'll note, too, the pictures that were shown before of what was there before, that this is a pre-existing use. I want you to look again, if you can. Can you go back to the pictures that he showed about the deck? Yeah, there's one, okay? This thing right here was never used as a restaurant. It was a pier that people used to go out and walk along. It's a completely different use and has a completely different impact on properties. Moreover, at the time that this existed, okay, you had a few houses that were there, and there was never the kind of problem, never the kind of complaints that are being dealt with now. This is a huge difference. I don't know. I wish I had a tape recording of what it sounds like on a Saturday night in those houses now. You would think that we're in our house. The walls are shaking, literally. You would think that you were in the tavern at this point. And that was never the way it was before. And that's because of this unapproved dock, and not just the dock, but the deck, mostly, that was built under false pretenses. Maryland believed it was an emergency exit, not a new restaurant. And certainly not an expansion of places where you're going to have music playing across the water. So.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? Mr. Schitt?
How long have you lived at your property?
10 years.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come before you.
Pleasure to have you here, sir. Anyone else in opposition to the project? The applicant has 2 minutes to rebut anything that they may have heard.
Okay, well, I'll talk quickly. I've got a petition here from neighbors on the street, including the adjacent property owners have signed off on it. The music they're referring to does not occur on the deck that's inside. This area is pre-existing. Maryland is non-smoking inside this structure, so there is constantly people outside smoking cigarettes. That's where some of the noise comes from. We close at 1 o'clock. Let's see here. The neighbor was talking about his house not selling. This one sold within the last 3 months. And again, I have their approval and his approval.
and we do pay property tax in Virginia. So,
did you want to submit that petition?
I would like to.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, the gentleman?
I'm sorry, can I make one amendment?
Is it a correct?
It's just a response to one point that was made there, just so it's clear.
No, sir.
There's no...
No, sir.
All right.
Rules of procedure.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And also, there's a slash between that deck and emergency exit.
Okay.
Saying it's both.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Schick.
I am a Westmoreland County resident. I don't live near Coles Point. I do know that we used to come up to Coles Point Tavern and dock our boat before, I guess, a previous tropical storm had torn it out, probably about 15 years ago. I think it was Hurricane Fran. Now, at that time, it did not have the deck above the dock, but boats used to raft off, you know, go up there. Coles Point Tavern has had a colorful past, and the neighbors have resolved issues on and off with that past between gambling and you know, the pool hall part and live bands. But unfortunately, we can't address that situation here. Would I be in support of this project if it hadn't been built? I think it's existing use of what it was before. It is adding some additional outside deck space. We've had many projects like this, and we have approved them. And I think I would have approved this prior to it being built. The noise issue, that's an issue hopefully St. Mary's County can deal with and work with and get some type of compromise going here. But I would like to make a motion to approve it as a staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion?
Yeah.
Mr. Fox?
Would you accept that perhaps there was some obligation of the applicant to find out whether he needed a permit and therefore allow the triple permit fees to be imposed?
The town of Colonial Beach went through the same situation. Charles County, in that case, did not let the town of Colonial Beach know, and obviously St. Mary's did not let they should have never allowed it to be built without a permit. That's the way the normal process is. Yeah. So I think that the system did break down, and I don't think it's the applicant's fault. So
further discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I would like to express some concern in response to what we've heard in terms of the protestants' concerns that it might be appropriate for the commission to be considered about the nature of the use of the facility. I mean, when we weigh these types of cases, we're typically looking at the water dependent nature of the water dependence of the structure, and in this case, the structure is water dependent in terms of being used and necessary to have a fire exit. But it seems that there is a public interest consideration here based on what the protestants have raised as concerns. So I think I'm going to vote against the motion.
Further comment, Mr. Tanker?
I suppose I might echo Mr. Robinson. It seems to me there are public concerns here, and I, if this had come before us, I'm not so sure that I would have supported a deck for the purpose of a restaurant, given that restaurants have issues for neighboring adjacent properties, which we have to be cognizant of, and the refuse and select garbage that they can and oftentimes generate that problematic for the environment. So I think that some of the concerns that have been raised are warranted and legitimate, and I would vote against the motion as well.
Further comments?
Yes.
Dr. McConaughey.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the use is, but a 10-foot wide deck there is reasonable in my mind for a fire exit. you don't want it 2 or 3 feet wide because of people trying to get out. And I think that the Maryland Liquor Board, who have the hearing coming up, they're the ones who should be controlling whether there's liquor served on that deck or not, and not our commission.
Thank you, sir.
There's a motion. I don't know if
you
got
seconded. It did, Mr. Howell seconded. All I'll say is this, having been in police work a number of years and dealt with these type of things for many, many years, and as I said, my definition of civil liberties, I think, is pretty clear cut and understandable. I don't live up there, don't know what's going on. Obviously, there's two sides to every story, but in order for a business that is highly regulated such as this to continue to run, whether it's in Virginia or Maryland, it's got to be run in an orderly manner. That's going to be up to y'all to decide that. It also helps to get along with your neighbors, because certain things happen where you're going to end up needing neighbors. And I would really, really hope, being the individual that believes in good things can happen all the time, that y'all would work out the differences and try to work things out. That's my Christmas wish. It's not an admonishment. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
3 noes?
No.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 noes. Motion carries 5-4. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
All four on this side.
The left wing voted no. Only by table design, I might add.
I do take exception.
That's why I clarified just about, and I knew that you would, and I wanted to make sure that there was no.